Today's daf is Zvach and Daf Kufiyot Tes. We are holding on Daf Kufiyot Ches Amud Beis. In the second to last daf of the Masechta today, we're holding Kufiyot Ches Amud Beis. And we are at the two dots. We got up to the two dots. We were describing yesterday the different amounts of time that the Mishkan was in different locations, how we arrived at those numbers, or at least some of those numbers. Today we're going to finish up how we arrive at those numbers. And we had mentioned that b'shlosha mekomos the Shechina was shara al Yisrael in Shiloh, Nova Givon, and Beis Alamin, and in all of those places in Shiloh, Nova Givon, and Beis Alamin, in the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim, all of them lo sharsa ela b'chelek binyamin, that the Shechina was dafka in chelek binyamin. So I just didn't have a chance to mention yesterday, there are several mamari chazal, five or six different mamari chazal, that give different reasons for why binyamin was zochet to have the Shechina shara b'mekomo. First of all, we had a gemara earlier, and dafkan gimel and bezon dalet amir alef amir ablevi bar chama amir abicham bar abichanina ritzua yisu yotza michalko shal yehuda v'nichlasa b'chalko shal binyamin v'yi binyamin that Binyamin HaTzadik so badly wanted that ritzua, that little piece of land that stretched from the chelik of Yehuda through, that encroached on their nachla. Shemar chofif alav kol yom, and lefichach zacha Binyamin HaTzadik v'nasa l'shpizchon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's that desire to want to annex that land that caused Binyamin to be zoche to become the yushpizin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to become the host of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The discussion in the Rishonim, what exactly it means, Ushpizin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi Maseches Yuma says that it means that the Aron was in his chelek. Rashi Maseches Sota Daf Lamed Zayin says it means the Kodesh HaKadoshim was bani b'chelko, not just the Aron, but the entire Kodesh HaKadoshim was built in his chelek. But either way, that's how the Gemara said earlier. However, the Gemara Maseches Sota on Daf Lamed Vavam and Beis, the Gemara Maseches Sota seems to give a different reason. The Gemara over there says, B'shash Amdu Yisrael al Sfas Hayam, Hayushvatim and Natschin Ze Imze. That when Klal Yisrael was right by the Yam Suf, the Shvatim were arguing with each other. Ze Omer Ani Yore Tchila Liyam. Ze Omer Ani Yore Tchila. Everyone wanted to be the first in. Kafat Shevet Binyamin V'yarad, L'fichach Zacha V'nasa Yushpizchon L'gavah. Binyamin was one that jumped in, and therefore they became the Yushpizin. Shneimar Rabbein Ksefav Shachein. That's how the Gemara in Sota says, which seems very different than what we're saying. So the Biri Adaf over here, he quotes from a Sefer Ein Yisrael of Rav Yisrael Isser Shapiro, who explains the discrepancy based on a comment of the Netziv, that the Netziv explains, why is it that Binyamin was Gover al Yehuda and didn't give him the kavod to go in first? So he says, because Kriyas Yamsuf could have happened in one of two ways. Either it could have happened b'derech hateva, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a ruach kadim blowing, kol ha'layla, blowing the entire night to slowly dry up the Yamsuf, and it could have gone in a derech teva way. Or it could have happened in Nes Nigla, that when Bnei Yisrael jumps in the sea, so right away the depths of the sea are going to split. And that issue, whether it was going to happen b'derech hateva or happen b'derech Nes Nigla, was all going to depend on Klal Yisrael and how they behaved. If they don't give, if they don't show Mesiras Nefesh to jump in with Emunah, so then it's going to happen b'derech hateva. But if they're Moser Nefesh b'Emunah, then it's going to happen pitom, it's going to happen suddenly, it's going to happen b'derech Nes. So Yehuda thought that what's the greatest covet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The greatest covet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to be Mema'it B'nisim B'chala Efshar, to have as few Nisim as possible, and it's not a good idea to jump in. We should wait until it dries up through the wind, and in that way HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't have to perform any undue, unnecessary miracles. But Binyamin held that Lahepich, Binyamin held the greatest covet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to be Mare Nisim Gluyim, is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to demonstrate with Nisim Gluyim. So therefore Binyamin didn't want to wait at all. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Malchus to Yehuda, because Malchus is al pi derech ha-teva, and Yehuda is more inclined to Teva. Binyamin got the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash has Nisim that are Kavuim in the Beis HaMikdash all the time. It runs with miracles. That's how the Beis HaMikdash runs. That's how the Netziv explains. Now, based on that, we can say that maybe there's no stira between the Gemara in Zvachim and the Gemara in Sota. When the Gemara in Sota says Binyamin was Zocha to be the Yushpizah Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because they went him into the Yam Techila, it means it's highlighting Binyamin's affinity for Nisim and Binyamin's idea that the cover of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is through Nisim. When the Gemara Masechet Zvachim says that Binyamin was so upset, was so distraught by the little piece of the Beis Hamikdash that was in Chelek Yehuda, it was because Binyamin thought there's one Chelek of the Beis Hamikdash that's going to be removed from Nisim, and the Beis Hamikdash has to be a center of Nisim, of constant miracles. So it was all the same emotion. It was that same connection to the cover of a Kadosh Baruch Hu being shown through Nisim that caused Binyamin to be zocha to host HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what he wants to suggest. There are other suggestions that are given by various Mamari Chazal. There are four other Mamari Chazal, but Yalkut Shimoni mentions three other suggestions. Yalkut Shimoni says that Binyamin was zochet to the Shechina because Mashal Melech that goes to visit his children. Everyone says, I want the king to come by me, and the youngest of all the 12 children says, why would the king ever stay by me? I'm the youngest. I'm the last in line. So and he's all upset, and he goes off to a corner and cries in a corner. So the king says, oh, look, Bini HaKatan is so upset, and he thinks that I would never go to him. So he's the one that needs the most tipul. He's the one that needs the most encouragement. So he goes with the youngest one. Yalkut Shimoni also says, why was Binyamin Zochet for the Shechina? Because all the other Shvatim were involved in Mechiras Yosef. Binyamin was not. So Kodesh Baruch Hu says, what's the point of the Beis HaMikdash? Klal Yisrael is going to come and beg for rachamim, but all of these shvatim were never merachim on each other. They weren't merachim on their own brother. So the only one I could listen to with a straight face is going to be Binyamin. It's got to come from the chelik of Binyamin. And finally, the Yalkut Shimoni says, why was Binyamin zocha that the Shechina was bechelko? Mashal Melech Shailo Banim Harbei Mishi Higdilu Halach Kalechad Ve'echad V'Tafas Es Mekomo. That a king has a lot of children, and or any large family, doesn't have to be a king. When there's a large family, very often as the children get older, one by one they leave the house, and who's the one left taking care of the elderly father? It's the youngest child. Katan shabaklum haya avivavo ochel v'shol simo. They spend the most time together. They eat and drink together. Nichnas nishan alav yotze nishan alav. The youngest one helps the father walk. He leans on the youngest one. So Binyamin Atzadik was the katan shabishvatim. Yaakov Avinu would eat and drink with him. Binyamin would help him walk. He would lean on Binyamin. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, this is the lashon. The Yalkut Shimoni, Makom Shesamach Tzadik Ze Yadav Shamani Mashra Shechinasi. My Shechina is going to go where this Tzadik was Samach Yadav, meaning on Binyamin. He was Ubein Ksefav Shechin. That because Yaakov Avinu leaned on Binyamin, therefore the Shechina is going to be by Binyamin as well. Okay, so those are the different possibilities of why Dafka was Binyamin. But says the Gemara Vayter, now we're four lines from the bottom of the page at the two dots. So, Olmo. We said that the Mishkan was a Novan Givon for 57 years. We never figured out how we knew that number. All the other numbers we figured out. So, Minolan, how do we know 57 years? Dechsiv, Vayihi Kaskiro Es Aron Elohim, Elohim. The Pasuk says that when Eli was told about the Aron being captured by the Plishtim, so he died. He falls backwards off his chair. He was told that his children died, and he didn't fall backwards yet. He was told that the Aron died, that the Aron was taken, and he fell backwards off his chair, and he died at that point in time. And it was upon the death of Eli that Shiloh was gone, and now they went to Nov. When Shmuel died, the transfer went from Nov to Givon. So how do we know that Nov and Givon was 57 years? So let's do the Cheshbon. Meaning it has to be from the death of Eli, meaning Nov is from the death of Eli until Shmuel. So until the death of Shmuel. So Ksiva Yhimi Yom Sheva Sa'arum Kiryas Ya'arum Vayibor Yom Vayu Esrim Shana Vayino Kol Beisrael Achrei Hashem. Hani Esrim Shana, so that's 20 years. Esr Shana Shemol Shmuel Ba'atzmo, 10 years that Shmuel was Malach Bi'atzmo. It's an interesting Lashon. Malach, that Shmuel was king. Shmuel was never really a king. In fact, Shmuel despised the whole notion of Klal Yisrael getting a king. But it means that Shmuel was in charge of Klal Yisrael. Rashi writes, Shaya Shofet Levado, Mishemes Eli Ad Shemalach Sha'ul. Shmuel, for 10 years after Eli died, was the sole leader of Klal Yisrael. He was the one that was leading Klal Yisrael alone. And that that on that level he's a king. It's just like you can't have two malachim at one time. So when there's a singular point of a person who carries the leadership, on a certain level he's like a king. Vishana Shemalach Shmuel Vishal. There was one year where there was overlap between Shmuel and Shaul. Rashi explains that Shaul was holich achar atzas Shmuel for 1 year, that there was 1 year that Shaul would follow Shmuel's advice until the Maisa happened with Agag, where Shaul didn't destroy Amalek entirely, and therefore their relationship soured, so Shaul and Shmuel didn't have a relationship anymore, and Mishtayim Shemelech Shaul. So then Shaul was Melech alone without taking the advice of Shmuel for 2 years. Visheva to David, and then 7 years of David. That David was 40 years king, but 7 of those years, the first 7, were in Chevron. So that's how you have your 57 years, and then what's left for Shiloh is 369 years that remain for Shiloh. If you look at Rashi on the top, so Rashi writes, Lamin Gimel Shana Hare Nun Gimel Varba Shemelech Shlomo Lefnei Binyan Abayis. There were 4 years before Shlomo Melech built the Beis Hamikdash that he was Melech. So we counted 53, and then you have those 4 years. So that's 57. Vaosa Shana Shalmu Arba Meos V'Shemanu Melitzias Mitzrayim Nishtar L'Shilo Shin Samach Tes. And therefore you're left with 369 years left for Shiloh once you're done calculating Nov Givon, because 480 years after Yitzias Mitzrayim is when the Beis Hamikdash was built. So when you take out Nova Givon and Gilgal, and you're left with the amount of time that it could have been left in Shiloh. Okay, so says Gemara Vayter, we're again still going through the Mishnah and the stages of the travels of the Mishkan. So that we discussed the first 4 stages. So now the Mishnah went on to say that when it came to Nova Givon, Hutra Bamos, then Bamos became Mutter, and Kachikachim were eaten Lefnim and Aklaim, Kachikalim in all Arei Yisrael. But it was Hutra Bamos. So says Gemara Minani Mili, how do you know that the Bamos became Mutter? So the Brisker Rav right away says, wait a second, what do you mean, how do you know the Bamos became Mutter? It's Pashat that after Shiloh is destroyed, but the Kol Kedushasa, there's no Kedusha anymore, because Shiloh doesn't have Kedushas Makom, Shiloh only has Kedushas Mechitzos. So once those Mechitzos are destroyed, the Isser Bamos, which was Noeg Bizman Shiloh, automatically goes away. Why do you need a special limud to be Matir the Akrava on a Bamos Yachid Bizman Novi Givon? You no longer have Kedushas Mechitzos of Shiloh, so Mela, the Bamos became Mutter. So the Brisker Rav writes, based on Tosfos, based on the comment that the Tosfos has in Daf Samach, where the Tosfos says that even those who hold that Kedushas Yerushalayim is Batel, the Isser of Bamos remains. And Tosfos says, because even if you hold Kedushas Yerushalayim is Batel, that's Kedushas Yerushalayim. But the Shem Nachala is not uprooted from Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is still called Nachala. So even though it doesn't have Kedusha, but the Shem Nachala is still there. And the Isser Bamos is a function of the Shem Nachala. So maybe you could say this same thing. Maybe we could have said, if we didn't have a source otherwise, we could have said the same thing about Shiloh, which is called Menucha, that even after it's destroyed and its Kedusha is gone, the Shem Menucha is not Paka Mimena. The Shem Menucha remains, and the Isra of Hakrava and Abamas Yachid therefore remains in place, and that's why we need a special heter, a special limo to be matir hakrava bebama during this man of Nova Givon, because maybe the Shem Menucha allows the Isser to remain even after the Mechitzos of Shiloh are gone. So anyway, so the Gemara wants to know, Minani Mili, how do I know that Bamos were Mutter during the time of Nova Givon? To Tan Rabban, we have a Braisa. Kilo Basam Adata Ela Menucha Vi Ela Nachla. Pasuk says in Devarim Perek Yud Beis, Kilo Basam Adata Ela Menucha Vela Nachla Asher Hashem Elokecha No Sein Lach. So what does that mean? So Ela Menucha Zu Shilo, Nachlas Yerushalayim, Menucha Shilo, Nachlas Yerushalayim, Lama Chilkan, why is it Mechalik, why does it divide them? Kitei Liten Heter Bein Zel Lezeh, to tell you that there's a Heter Bamos in between them, meaning when it's a Nova Givon, you have a Heter Bamos, that's why it divides them. Amar Le Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, Maaser Sheni Nami Lisni, so Reish Lakish asks to Rabbi Yochanan, then Maaser Sheni should also be mentioned. What does that mean? Maaser Sheni should also be mentioned. So if you look at Rashi, I hachi deshas heter avai, naisi nami maaser sheni lenova givon. What we're saying is that if it was a shas heter bamos, then we also should have had maaser sheni brought dafka to nova givon. Sharin nistalku kol kedusha shilo, meaning if it was a heter bamos, that shows that the kedusha shilo is gone. That once Shiloh was destroyed, there's no longer Kedusha to Shiloh. And therefore, all Maaser Sheni should only be brought to Nova Givon. So why isn't that mentioned in the Mishnah? The Mishnah tells you where to eat Kachim, tells you where to eat Kachim Kalim, doesn't mention anything about Maaser Sheni only being eaten in Nova Givon, but Maaser Sheni should have made the list. The way the Chazon Ish explains the question is that since the Gemara now holds that we're assuming like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that Karbonos Chova, the Aviyachid, are brought on a Bama Gadola, and therefore Maaser Behema, which is a carbon chova of a Yachid, is brought on Bamas Nova Givon and not on Bamas HaYachid. It's brought on a Bama Gadola, which was Nova Givon, so therefore can only be eaten by Nova Givon. A Maaser Behema can only be eaten by Nova Givon. So says the Chazon Ish, that's what the Gemara is saying. If Maaser Behema can only, which is a Chovas Yachid, can only be brought on a Bama Gadola, and therefore can only be eaten in Nova Givon, so Maaser Dagon, which is also a chova, it makes sense, should also only be able to be eaten by Nova Givon, because that's considered the Makom Machane Yisrael, should also only be able to be eaten by Nova Givon. So that the Gemara is going to say, we'll see what the Gemara's answer is. So anyway, so Amalei, Maaser Sham Shamei Aron Kealfi. Maaser, we learn from the Aron, Sham Sham, Kivin the Aron lo have a Maaser, Kivin the Aron lo have a Maaser Nami lo Havai. The Maaser is a function of the Aron. When there's no Aron, there's no Maaser. So therefore, Maaser was not limited to Nova Givon. Frak the Gemara, if that's the case, Ihachi Pesach v'Kachim Nami, Desham Shamei Aron Yalfi. Pesach and Kachim should have the same din, also learn from Aron. Tekiva da Aron Lohava, Inu Nami Lohavu. That since there was no Aron, so they also shouldn't have been Nova Givon. Amalei, Da'amar lachamani Rabbi Shimon hi, that we're assuming like Rabbi Shimon, Da'amar aft tzibur lo akrivo el pesach v'chovus hakvo lenzman, aval chovus shen kvo lenzman hacha v'hacha lo karav. That Rabbi Shimon, who had the most limited shita, who said that the tzibur, that chovus that are not kvo lenzman, were not brought b'nova givon, meaning b'charos, meister behema, all of those things were not brought b'nova givon. So since meister behema wasn't there, meister dagon also doesn't need to be brought there. Meaning in a chinami, it's not just pashut sham shamei aron. In which case Pesach also shouldn't have been brought b'nova givon. That's a strong kasha, and therefore we're retracting and we're saying no. The reason that there's no maaser sheni limited to nova givon, the reason he didn't have to eat maaser sheni b'nova givon was because maaser behema didn't have to be brought b'nova givon. And like we said before from the Chazon Ish, the whole basis of the question was that if maaser behema has to be Dafka Benova Givon, then it makes sense Maaser Sheni should also have to be Dafka Benova Givon. But now the Gemara is saying, no, we're assuming like Rabbi Shimon, that Maaser Behema does not have to be Benova Givon, that there was no Maaser Behema Benova Givon, because they only brought those Karbanos that were a Pesach or Chava Kavul Zman. Maaser Behema is not Kavul Zman. Maaser Behema has no Zman Kavua for it. Maaser Behema Chava Shein Kavul Zmanu V'Iskish Maaser Dagon, the Maaser Behema, and we compare Maaser Dagon to Maaser Behema. So since Maaser Behema wasn't brought to Afka Benova Givon, so too Maaser Sheni also is not Afka Benov V'Givon. Fine. Now this idea that we mentioned that the Aron, the Gemara had mentioned first, that Sham Shamei Aron, that wherever the Aron wasn't, Maaser also wasn't, so we rejected that idea, but the Gemara at least suggested it as a Havamina, that whenever there's no Aron in the Beis HaMikdash, there is no Halachati Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim, and you could then eat Maaser Sheni in Kol Arei Yisrael, right? It wouldn't have to be limited to Yerushalayim. That's what the Gemara is assuming. So Rabbeinu Peretz raises the following question, Bizman Bayis Sheni, there was no Aron in the Mikdash. So what, the entire Zman Bayis Sheni, he didn't have to eat Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim, according to this line of the Gemara? Why would it be that Maaser Sheni throughout the Zman Bayis Sheni was eaten in Yerushalayim, and not B'kol Arei Yisrael, like it was during the time of Nova Givon? If it's all Tali on the Aron, there was no Aron during the second Beis HaMikdash. That's what the Gemara Maseches Yumadav Chafal says, that Eilu Chamisha Dvarim Shayu Bein Mikdash Rishon LeMikdash Sheni. There were five differences between the first and second Beis HaMikdash, and they are Aron, the Kaporis, Akruvim, Eish, so the Aron is foremost on the list of the things that are different between the first base of Mikdash and the second base of Mikdash. So why do they eat Maaser Sheni in all of Yerushalayim, only in Yerushalayim rather, during the Zman of the second base of Mikdash? Says Rabbeinu Peretz, Nova Givon is not even a makom that's ra'oi for the Aron. So since it's a Bamas Tzibor, so the Aron is ma'akev ba. But Bayis Sheni, which was a base of Mikdash, and was ro'i for the Aron, Elamai, the Aron was Nignaz, so the Aron is not going to be Ma'akev. Says Rabbeinu Peretz, it's just like, get us ready for Menachos, Kol Roi Labila, Ein Bila Ma'akevispo, Kol She'ein Roi Labila, Bila Ma'akevispo, that if something is able to have its ideal situation, if it's at least capable of it, then you don't need to have the ideal. But if it's not even capable of having the ideal, then the lacking of the ideal is going to be ma'akev. It's going to ruin the entire picture. So over here also, in Nova Givon, they couldn't have an Aron. It's not just they didn't. They couldn't. So since they couldn't, that was a disqualifying factor in terms of Maaser Sheni. But in Bayis Sheni, they could have had an Aron theoretically. It's just that it was nignaz, it was hidden away, and therefore the lack of the Aron was not a disqualifying factor. Right? One might also suggest that, according to the Shita, that the Aron was hidden on the Makom HaMikdash. It was hidden just in a tunnel underground, so the Aron was on premises. As Rav Shechter writes in Eretz Tzvi, B'Shem Rav Salvechik, that according to that Shita, there is no such thing as a Mikdash without an Aron. The entire Kedushas HaMikdash emanates from the Aron. So there was an Aron in Bayis Sheni on premises, it just was below ground. It wasn't visible to them. So it could be that the ability of the requirement of Maaser Sheni Yerushalayim is a function of the Kedusha that begins with the Kedusha Sa'aron and spreads out beyond that. And that Kedusha Yerushalayim is what demands Maaser Sheni being eaten there. In Nova Givon, there was no center of Kedusha like that to make Nova Givon the location for Maaser Sheni. Perhaps one could suggest something like that. Anyway, so says Gemara Michlau, Dil Rabbi Yehuda Karav. So it sounds like, according to Rabbi Yehuda, so we just said, according to Rabbi Shimon, there was no Maaser Dug, Maaser Behema brought in Nova Givon, and therefore no Maaser Sheni. But it sounds like that's all according to Rabbi Shimon. But Rabbi Yehuda says otherwise. So says Gemara in Tamar Avad Bar Masa, Maaser Sheni, Maaser Behema, Necholim, but Nova Givon. The different Rabbi Yehuda, yeah, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Maaser Sheni and Maaser Behema were brought in Nova Givon. Maaser Sheni was eaten Dafka Benova Givon, and Maaser Behema was Hukrav in Nova Givon. Absolutely, there's no question about it. So Frak the Gemara, but don't you need the Beis HaMikdash, and you don't have the Beis HaMikdash in Nova Givon? So V'lav Tani Rav Yosef, Shalosh Biro Sein. No, Bira is a din that applies in three places: Shiloh, Nova Givon, and Beis Olamim. They all have a status of Bira. Hu Tani Lavu Amar La Lachilas Maaser Sheni V'Alibud Rabbi Yehuda. On what level do all these places have a status of Bira? They all have a status of Bira in the sense that you could eat Maaser Sheni, you have to eat Maaser Sheni Dafka in those cities when the Mishkan / Mikdash was there. So the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda is that Karbanos Chova of a Yachid are brought on a Bama Gedola, not on a Bama Katana. Sheet of Rabbi Shimon, like we said, is that Chovas Yachid is not brought at all, not even on a Bama Gedola, only in a Beis HaMikdash, not on a Bama Katana, nor on a Bama Gedola. So the other Shlomo raised the following suffix: where is the makom of the Achilas Maaser Behema and other Karbanos Chova according to Rabbi Yehuda? Where do you eat the Karbanos Chova and Maaser Behema according to Rabbi Yehuda? Meaning, one could have explained the Gemara where it says, Maaser Behema Ne'achalin B'Nova Givon, to mean that it's Nechal only in the city itself of Nova Givon, only in those places, and not Bekal Arei Yisrael. That's the way we translated the Gemara. And the Karban of Maisa Behema is not like other Kachim Kalim, which we said before is Nechal Bekal Eir. Sounds like even Kachim Kalim that are brought in Bama Gedola, since they could have been brought Bekal Makom Sheyirtza, therefore you could eat them in all Arei Yisrael, but perhaps Maisa Behema is different, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's only brought in Bama Gedola, and therefore you can only eat it in Nova Givon, not Bekal Arei Yisrael. That's the Pashat reading of the Gemara. Or says the Elul Shlomo, maybe you could say otherwise. Maybe you could say what the Gemara means when it says that Maisa Behema is only Benova Givon, is only Nechal Benova Givon. It means it's only Nechal, it's only Karav Bizman Nova Givon, as opposed to Rabbi Shimon, who holds that only Karbanos Nedava are brought Bizman Nova Givon and not Karbanos Chova. So we're saying that Rabbi Yehuda holds Maiser Behema, it could be maybe eaten B'chol Arei Yisrael. It's not limited to Nova Givon. But we're saying that it's brought B'Nova Givon, that during the Zman of Nova Givon, we still do bring those Karbanos. Maybe that's the Chiddush of the Gemara. So the Elul Shlomo is not sure what the best way to translate the Gemara is, but he says it sounds a little bit like our Gemara, that it's only eaten in Nova Givon, because the Gemara asks, V'habayi bira, don't you need bira? And what does Rashi say, V'habayi bira? Lefnei Hashem Elokechem, tochalenu. That V'habayi bira means you need to eat it in front of the bira, which means in the capital city, which means in the city. And the Gemara says, no, Nova Givon is also called bira. So what was the question about? The question was about achila. And we say, yeah, Nova Givon is also called bira. So it sounds like if the answer is on the same level as the question, the answer must also be about achila. So Rashi seems to understand that that when we say that that Maiser Behemos, but Nova Givon, it means that you only eat it in that location, not Bechal Arei Yisrael. That's how the Elul Shlomo points out. Our Gemara sounds that it's about location, not about Zman. Fine, says the Gemara Vayter. Ba'al Yerushalayim. So the Mishnah went finally to stage 6. Stage 6, we get to Yerushalayim. Nesra Bamos, V'lohayla and Heter. Od Heter, the Bamos became Aser forever once we get to Yerushalayim. And Yerushalayim is our Nachla. Kachem Kachem are eaten Lefnim and Aklaim. Kachem Kala, Maiser Sheni. Lefnim and Achoma, anywhere in the city. So says the Gemara, Tan Rabban, Kilo Basim Adata, Lemenucha Vela Nachla. Pasuk makes a reference to two places, to Menucha and to Nachla. Four opinions, what those refer to. Number one, Menucha zu shilo nachla zu Yerushalayim. Va'omer ha'isali nachlasi karya biyar. Va'omer ha'ayitz avua nachlasi li ha'ayitz avivala div Rabbi Yehuda. So that's where you see that nachla, and those psukim is clearly a reference to Yerushalayim. So that is Shita number one, that Nachla is Yerushalayim, that Menucha is Shilo, Nachla is Yerushalayim. Shita number two, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Menucha zu Yerushalayim, Nachla zu Shilo. The reverse, Menucha zu Yerushalayim, Nachla Shilo, Vomer zos Menuchasi ade ad, Poeshev ki avisiha. That Menuchasi is a reference to Yerushalayim clearly in that Pasuk. Vomer ki bachar Hashem etzion, Iva lemoshav lo, Bishlam lemad yamar Menucha zu Shilo. So says, wait a second. If you're going to say Menucha Shiloh Hainu Duxiv Ela Menucha Vela Nachla, so the pasuk is in proper sequence: first Shiloh and then Yerushalayim. El Mad Yamar Menucha Yerushalayim. But if you're going to say Menucha is Yerushalayim, Nachla Zu Shiloh and Nachla Shiloh Ela Nachla Vela Menucha Mi Bayalei, then it's backwards. Then it should be Ela Nachla Vela Menucha, not El Hamenucha VeEl Hanachla. So says Gemara Hachi Kavar, Lo Mi Bayi Menucha Delo Matisu Ela Filu Nachla Nami Lo Matisu. It's written like a lomi bayi, then not only have you not yet achieved Yerushalayim, you haven't even gotten to Shiloh yet. That's what it's that's what the pasuk is telling me, but it's not trying to go in order of history. So the Malbim explains, the Malbim on Chumash explains on that pasuk of Menucha v'Nachla, explains that this machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon about which is the Menucha and which is the Nachla is actually a machlokas l'shitasim, because Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon have a machlokas in Yuma and Daf Yud Beis whether Yerushalayim was Nischalka l'shvatim or not Nischalka l'shvatim. Rabbi Yehuda holds Yerushalayim is Nischalka l'shvatim, so he says, oh, if it was Nischalka l'shvatim, so it's shaykh to call it Nachla. It's an inheritance. It was given over as an inheritance to the various Shvatim. But Rabbi Shimon holds that Yerushalayim was not Nischalik l'Shvatim, therefore you can't call it a Nachla. So if you can't call it a Nachla, so it must be what's referred to as Menucha. So Nachla is referring to Shiloh, which was in Mata Yosef, was in the tribal holding of Yosef. That could be a Nachla. But Yerushalayim, if it's not Nischalik l'Shvatim, excuse me, is not called a nachla. Fine, but those are the first two shitos. Now the Gemara has two more shitos. Tana de Rabbi Shmuel zuvazu Shiloh. Both menucha and nachla are both a reference to Shiloh. Fourth shita, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai zuvazu Yerushalayim. Both menucha and nachla are a reference to Yerushalayim. So says Gemara, Bishlam leman yomer menucha zu Shiloh. Nachla zu Yerushalayim. I understand. If you want to say Menucha Shiloh and Nachla is Yerushalayim, so Inami Ibchor, you want to say the other way around at least. Hainu Dechsiv El HaMenucha VeEl HaNachla. So I understand why it says two different places. It divides them. El HaMenucha VeEl HaNachla. El Badiyamr Zuvazu Shiloh. Oh, Zuvazu Yerushalayim, but if they're the same place. Menucha VeNachla MiBaylei. It just has two titles, so why is it VeEl? It should be Menucha VeNachla, and that's it. Says Gemara Kasha. That's a very difficult Kasha. We don't have an answer for that. Says Gemara. Bishlam elamandi amar zuvazu shilo menucha de nachlo mikivush nachla de polgu hasam nachlos. If you say that both of them are a reference to shilo, so I understand why it has both titles. Menucha means that there was a rest from having to be kovish. And nachla, because that's where the Nachlos were divided. That's where the various tribal holdings were divided. D'chsiv v'yichalik lehem, Yoshua v'yipa lehem, Goral b'shilo, al pi Hashem, that the Goralos for the Nachlos were drawn in Shilo. Elman diyamer zuvzu Yerushalayim, but if you can say that they're both a reference to Yerushalayim, so I understand why Yerushalayim is called the Nachla, Bishlam, Nachla, Nachla Salamim. Nachla, it's because it's the eternal inheritance of Klal Yisrael. Elam Menucha, my Menucha, but what's the Menucha of Yerushalayim? Says Gemara, Menucha Aaron, Tichsiv Ahi Kenoach Aaron. Menucha is a reference to the Menucha of Aaron. Why Dafka the Aaron? Why not say all the Kelim in the Beis Hamikdash? Dafka the Aaron, that it's the Menucha of the Aaron. So one of the Achronim quoted here in the Bir Yadav explains, who is it? The Ahalei Chayim, in the name of Rav Meir Soloveitchik, explains that the Aaron is different than all other Klei Hamikdash. The Aaron, aside from being one of the Kelim in the Mikdash, and therefore needing to be in the Mikdash, because without it there, it's a Chisaron in the Mikdash itself, Mitzad Atzmo has a din that it belongs in the Mikdash. Meaning, when it comes to the other Kelim, there's no Isser of having a Shulchan outside of the Beis HaMikdash. It's just that in order to have a Mikdash, you need a Shulchan inside of it. In order to have a Mikdash, you need a Menorah inside of it. But there's not a separate Isser din in the Shulchan, or in the Menorah, that it can't be outside. It's a din in the Mikdash that you need them inside. By the Aron, you have both. By the Aron, not only is there a requirement that it be in the Mikdash, is there a din in Mikdash that it have an Aron, there's a requirement in Aron that it be in the Mikdash. So that's why Aron is called the Menucha. The Menuchas Aron is called Menucha, because it's a din in the Aron that it be there. That's why when the Aron is captured, it's such a great tragedy when the Aron is away from its place, because not only does it shter the whole Mikdash, it shters the Aron. It's a problem in the Aron itself. Like we discussed on Shabbos, the difference between the Aron and all other Kalim in the Beis HaMikdash, they're fundamentally different. The Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that the Aron is a function of the Luchos. So the Aron has this extra level of Kedusha. The Shulchan is not a function of the Lechem. Lechem is just what you put on the Shulchan. Shulchan is a Kli, and Lechem is what you put on it. The Aron is only an Aron HaEdos when the Luchos are in it, because it's based on the Luchos HaEdos. That's why Rav Soloveitchik explained we have the placing of the Badim in the Aron recorded both in Parshas Vayakel and again in Parshas Pekudei. It's recorded twice. One by Bitzal, one by Moshe. You're not allowed to remove the Badim once they're put in. So Soloveitchik explained, no, the first time they were put in, the Luchos weren't there yet, so it didn't have a din Aron. The Aron is a function of the Luchos. It has that extra level of Kedusha. Okay, says Gemara Bishlam, L'man Yamar Zuvazu Yerushalayim, Avol Shiloh HaVashar Yabamos. If you say that both Menucha and Nachla are Yerushalayim, but in Shiloh, Bamos were Mutter, Hayinu Dechsiv, Vayikach Menoach Es Kediya Izim, Vesam, Mincha Vayal Otzrol Hashem. So now we can understand why Menoach brought Karbonos. Makes sense. And because he was allowed to bring on Bamos. Almandam Zuvazu Shilo, Ubamos Hava Asiron, but if you say both Menucha and Achlar Shilo and Bamos were Asir, my Vayikach Menoach, so what's Menoach doing? How's he allowed to bring Karbanos on a Bama? Says Gemara Harasha Hesa. Must have been a Harasha that allowed him to bring on a Bama. Tanzber Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Damer Zuvuzu Yerushalayim. The debate Rabbi Shmuel taught like Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai to say that both Menucha and Nachla were referenced to Yerushalayim, and V'simanayich Mashchi Gavra LeGavri, meaning. We learned that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai held both were Yerushalayim, and the Tana de Beit Rabbi Shmuel held Zuvuzu Shilo. But now we're saying that the Tana de Beit Rabbi Shmuel taught like Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, that at a certain point Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai had convinced the yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel to start teaching like him. And the way to remember it is Mashchi Gavra LeGavri, which Rashi explains, Rabbi Shimon Shu Yechidi, the Gavra, the one individual, which is Rabbi Shimon, was Mashach as Talmidei Rabbi Shmuel Laniach Divrei Rabbim Shamar Zuvuzu Shilo. He convinced the yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel, meaning the Gavri, many people, the whole yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel, to abandon their own Rebbe's teaching, and instead follow his teaching that Zuvuzu Yerushalayim and not Zuvuzu Shilo. Okay, so now we went through all six spots of Heter Bamos, Isser Bamos, and where to eat all the kachim. Then the Mishnah went on to say that all the kachim that became kadosh b'shas Isra Bamos and your makriv b'shas Isra Bamos. So it's ba'aseh v'losa seh v'chayim. Of course, we go through all the permutations. What if it was hukdash b'shas Heter Bamos and then hikriv b'shas Isra Bamos, or vice versa? So the Gemara says now, Kalach Kachem Mechulei, Amar Rav Kana, Lo Shanu, one of the lines of the Mishnah we're referring to. Which line of the Mishnah? That which we say that if you're Makdish Bishas Heter, and you're Makrav Bishas Iser, that there's no Chiv Kares, that if you're Makdish at the time of Heter Bamos, and you're Makrav Bachutz, when Bamos are already Aser, that there's no Chiv Kares, that's only Lo Shanu El Beshchita. That's only if you shecht b'shas iser bamos. Aval b'ha'ala'a kares nami b'chayiv. But if you are also mala b'shas iser bamos, then you're going to be chayiv kares as well. Then it's not only losase, you're going to be chayiv kares also. My time, what's the reason? If you were makdish b'shas heter bamos, and mala b'shas iser bamos, why is it that you're chayiv kares? Tamar krav aleim tomar, ala smuchin tomar. V'aleim tomar we refer to as ala smuchim on that which we were just discussing. When it talks about halah, it says the pasuk is talking about kachim that you're makdish b'shas heter bamos and you shecht b'shas iser. So we assume that that's only by shechita, but by halah that the chiyuv kares is referred to in the pasuk. Maskif la rabba miksiv v'aleihem. Does it say v'aleihem with an ayin? Elehem ksiv, which is with an aleph, so it doesn't mean on them. So how can you say that limud therefore tells you that you're chayiv kares for being mala b'shas iser bamos? Va'ol tanya arba klalos hayu Rabbi Shimon omer b'kachim. There are four rules that Rabbi Shimon had b'kachim. Number one, hikdishon b'shas iser bamos v'shachat v'hela b'shas iser bamos b'chutz harein ba'aseh v'los seviyesh ba'en kares. So that's number one. If you do everything during the shas iser bamos, so then you violate the whole group. Aseh los aseh kares. Hikdishon b'shas heter bamos v'shachat v'hela b'shas iser bamos. That's the one that interests us. You're makdish b'shas heter bamos, and you're shochet and mala b'shas isra bamos. Even though it's talking about being mala b'shas isra bamos, what does it say? Violation of nasei, alos asei, but no kares. Hikdisha b'shas isra bamos v'shachet v'ala b'chutz b'shas heter bamos. Harein ba'asei ve'ein behen b'los asei. If you're makdish b'shas isra bamos and you're shochet emala at the shas heter bamos, so it's nasei, but it's not even a los asei. Hikdisha b'shas heter bamos v'shachet v'ala b'shas heter bamos. Pater miklum. But if you do everything b'shas heter bamos, so then you did everything okay. So tiyufta d'ravkana tiyufta. But either way, the second of those statements of Rabbi Shimon, the second of those klolos of Rabbi Shimon, is a raya that Rav Kahana is incorrect. That you see that even ha'ala'a b'chutz b'shas iser bamos, when you did the hekdesh b'shas heter bamos, is not going to warrant kares. So then the Mishnah went on to say ve'elu kachim kreven b'mishkan, which kachim were brought in the mishkan, kachim shehukdu shu b'mishkan, karbanos tzibur kreven b'mishkan, karbanos yachid b'bama, etc. So the Gemara went on, the Mishnah went on to say those things, ma bein bamas yachid b'bamas tzibur, what can you do on a bamas tzibur but not a bamas yachid? And first on the list was smicha. That smicha was the first thing we mentioned, but we also mentioned shechitas tzafon, many others. So the Gemara now is just going to darshan how we know each of these items that are the difference between a Bamas Yachid and a Bamas Tzibur. So Smicha d'chsiv l'fnei Hashem v'samach. So Smicha says l'fnei Hashem v'samach. So Smicha is dafka l'fnei Hashem. So it's interesting, we're dashing over here that Smicha can only be done in a location that's l'fnei Hashem. The Gemara Maseches Menachos writes that you do Smicha in the place where you shecht and take off the Smicha Shechita. You do Smicha immediately after your shecht, and the Gemara says Maika Amar b'makom shesomchin shochtin shetake of the smicha shchita. We learn it from the samach v'shachat. So you see that the reason you do smicha in the azara in the place where you shecht is because it's not a din in the smicha; it's a din in the shchita. The Gemara Menachos sounds like that you need smicha near shchita. Shchita's got to be in the azara. Mele the smicha is going to be in the azara as well. However, Tosos pointed out earlier in the Masechta Daf Lamed Beis that you see from this Gemara over here in Kuf Yutes that aside from the din of taking off the smicha shchita as a din in the shchita, it's also a din in the smicha. That smicha is only kasher in the azara; it's not kasher outside of the azara, because the Gemara says there's no smicha in Abama, because the din in the smicha is that it needs to be lefnei Hashem, even though the shchita by Abama. So you're doing shchita, so it should be fine for the din in the shchita. Should be okay to do smicha there, but no, there's another did in the smicha, that the smicha has to be lefnei Hashem, the smicha has to be in the azara. So as it did in the smicha, therefore it's not going to be done by the bama. Shchita safon, t'chsiv, the next item on the list in the Mishnah was shchita safon, t'chsiv tzafona lefnei Hashem. That it says tzafona lefnei Hashem also, matanos saviv, t'chsiv, v'zarek al mizbeach saviv. Tenufa, d'chsiv, v'heinav ha-koin lefnei Hashem. In all these situations, it describes it being in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lefnei Hashem. Hagasha, d'chsiv, v'igisha l'mizbeach. It says l'mizbeach, right? So that's l'mizbeach to exclude the bama. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, ein mincha b'bama. Rabbi Yehuda's shita was that there's no carbon mincha on the bama. Amar of Sheshes, l'divrei ha-omer, yesh mincha b'bama, yesh ofos b'bama. If you hold that there's a mincha on a bama, then you hold that ofos could be brought in a bama as well. L'divrei ha-omer, ein mincha b'bama, ein ofos b'bama. If you hold there's no karba mincha on a bama, then you also hold there are no ofos brought in a bama. Why are mincha and ofos related to each other? Because zvachim, the Torah uses the term zvachim, and we learn, what does zvachim mean? Zvachim excludes v'lo menachos, zvachim v'lo ofos. Zvachim means animal sacrifices, behemoth sacrifices, not menachos and not ofos. V'kohen, how do I know kohen? D'chsiv v'zorek ha-kohen, v'zorek ha-kohen. That's how I know that by there's no din of a kohen by a bama. Big day shares, how do I know there's no din of big day kuna? L'shares b'kodesh. V'kli shares, how do I know kli shares are not required by Obama, Asher Yishar Subam Bakodesh. So again, just going through the list in the Mishnah of all the dinim that don't apply by Obama. Now, it's mavur in this Gemara that ofos are not called zevach, and you find that in several places in Shas. We saw it earlier in Daf Ches that ofos, for whatever reason, are not included in the term zevach. Now the Mishnah Lemelech asks on the Rambam based on this. The Rambam in Hilchos Chagiga writes that for the chiyuv of olas ru'iyah that you bring on the shalosh regalim, you could bring bein olas behema, bein olas ha'of. And the Kesef Mishnah says, because even though the Gemara says lo yirpanai reikam bizvachim, that you need to bring zvachim, so atomer bizvachim reinol ba'ofos u'minachos. So how could the Rambam say that you could bring an olas ha'of? The Gemara says zvachim. So the Rambam holds that of is b'chal zevach. So that's what the Kesef Mishnah says. The Rambam must hold an of is considered zevach also. So asks the Mishnah Lemelech, that's nice to say the Rambam wants to say that zevach means of, but over here and in several places in Shas, including right here, the Gemara Dafka says zvachim v'lo menachos, zvachim v'lo ofos. We're dafka excluding of from the word zvachim. So how can you just say that the Rambam holds that zvachim includes ofos? So the Shara Melech explains that the Rambam is mechalik between the Lashna Torah and the Lashna Gemara. In the Lashna Torah, zevach does not include of. Zevach excludes both mincha and ofos. And that's what our Gemara is doing. Our Gemara is taking a pasuk. Zvachim v'lo menachos, zvachim v'lo ofos. But in the Lashon Chazal, which is what the Rambam is working off of when he's talking about the Olas Re'iyah, where he's working off of a Gemara in Maseches Chagiga Dav Zayin, where the Gemara says, lo yira panai reikam, that's all the pasuk says. So the Gemara says, that means bezvachim. Gemara introduces the term zvachim over there, that you need to go to zvachim. So in that, the Rambam says, okay, when the Gemara uses the word zvachim, the Gemara very often is referring to Ofos as well. Just another couple of lines. So Mechitza, how do I know the Reich Nichoch, Tichsiv L'Reich Nichoch L'Hashem. Reich Nichoch is not by Obama because it says L'Hashem. Mechitza, how do I know the Mechitza on the Mizbeach, meaning the Chuta Sikra is not knowing by Obama. So B'dam Tichsiv V'Haisa HaReshes Ad Chatzia Mizbeach. Again, that's a din in Mizbeach. And one more, Richot Yadayim Tichsiv V'Bekar V'Sam El Mizbeach Yirchatzu. That Richot Yadayim is only B'Kar V'Sam El Mizbeach. Also, it's only a din in Mizbeach. Okay, so Mirz Hashem will pick up from Rami Bar Chama tomorrow, and we will make an attempt to finish the Masechta tomorrow.